This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
It is only 9 days away. The Summer Arts Festival with Umpqua Valley Arts Association, Sarah Holborough and Ashley Kluver in. And you heard that 9 days and you guys both just like, oh no, really?
Smiling, but sheer panic in the eyes, Kyle. We are in full speed ahead in final stages of Summer Arts Festival planning. If you've driven by the Art Center on Harvard, you'll see that our grounds are getting set up, our banners are up, and we are really just preparing to welcome everyone to our grounds and our building next Friday when our gates open at 10 a.m. It's pretty exciting.
So Sarah is the Outreach Director, Outreach Coordinator, and Ashley, what's your job over there?
I am the Exhibitions and Program Coordinator at Umpqua Valley Arts, and I've been handling a lot of the art vendor side of things for Summer Arts Festival, which has been a lot of fun.
And how long have you worked over there?
It's been just a little over a year. It feels like just yesterday I arrived, though, but it's been about a year.
So, Sarah, this is your number 50 what?
54th Annual Summer Arts Festival, which is hard to believe, and it's been really fun learning a lot of the history of how the Summer Arts Festival started. We actually have a person on our board who was part of the first ever Summer Arts Festival. And then, of course, the Arts Festival is the reason why the nonprofit organization Umpqua Valley Arts exists today. It followed suit just 2 years after the festival started in 1971.
So the person still involved was a child at that point, right?
Yes. Just a baby, a not to be named baby, but it's great. We have so many legacy volunteers and committed community members that just truly love not only Umpqua Valley Arts, but this Summer Arts Festival. And so many families and generations have been coming to festival for so many years now, and it's really just that kickoff of all of the summer festivals and summer fun and outdoor events in Douglas County. So we look forward to it every year. Of course, it's a lot of work, but we just see the joy that it brings the community, and that is really, really inspiring and a lot of why we do it. But I'll get into more of why we do Summer Arts Festival later in the conversation. I just wanted to touch on the fact that this has been a well-loved event for so many years now.
Well, and you also have local people, but vendors and people that attend come from all over the place.
Yes, and Ashley has been working for months diligently with these artist vendors. I'll let her share a little bit more about what you can expect this year. But one thing that really stands out to me is the number of brand new vendors that we have this year. We've found that after the pandemic, there were a lot of people that discovered a passion that they hadn't explored yet during those pandemic times. And we're seeing that in our festival vendors for sure. So Ashley knows so much more about the this year's artist vendor list. And I'm sure she's happy and more than excited to share about the different types of media that you'll see.
Yeah, tell us about some of the different things that are there, because it's so varied.
It is varied, and we even had a couple of different media categories that we added this year that we received some applicants for, which is very exciting. Previously, we didn't have much 2D mixed media, which is where you have multiple things on canvas or paper that you use. Same with 3D mixed media, but we had quite a few artists that submitted under that category, and just the number of woodworkers was really astounding, and the amount of jewelers that also applied was really astounding. So those are a few things you can expect. We've also got ceramicists, we have glasswork artists and some metalwork artists, and even some leather craft artists, which I don't recall if we had last year, so that'll be a new thing for the festival this year.
And people that want to do this, I mean, you have kind of a rigorous process they have to go through to be selected, right?
It's definitely a process, but it's not as intimidating as it might sound at first. Essentially, we jury our vendors, and it's just part of the process to try to bring to the community just the best vendors that we can, and to also give a lot of different vendors the opportunity, because there are some vendors that may not have confidence in their work, but then that juring, that acceptance kind of is a boost of confidence. But we go through that process every year, and
Kyle, one of the things that I love about the Summer Arts Festival is when I see an artist vendor that started at festival, not sure if they would even have enough inventory to be a part of festival, very intimidated in those beginning stages. They go through the festival. They love the festival once. They come back again. And all of a sudden, I see a brick and mortar in downtown Roseburg, and they're an actual business in this community. And that's what we're all about, uplifting artists, supporting small businesses, and doing things that are beneficial to the overall economy of Douglas County. So it's really great when we see those artists that love festivals so much find a passion and realize they can make a living out of it.
And some people start, you know, this is very much a definite hobby while they're still trying to figure it out. Or maybe if they retire a little earlier in life and, you know, get to do what they really want and push forward on it. And then so they're fairly new. But then you've got people that have been doing things for decades.
Absolutely. And we love our legacy festival vendors. We look forward to seeing them every single year. Some are local. Some come from outside of the area in the Pacific Northwest region. We even have people that travel from Arizona or even the East Coast. So pretty cool to reunite with everyone at festival. And of course, our festival attendees look forward to seeing those faithful vendors every year and either buying a new piece or buying a gift for somebody else or introducing a new friend to an art form. So pretty cool. And we're definitely excited to welcome all of our artist vendors next week when we open festival.
So you've got all the art, but you've got music too. Talk about that.
We do. And this year's entertainment lineup is amazing. Kyle, I've been looking forward to announcing these groups. We go through a similar process with our main stage entertainment, where we have a jury of community members from Douglas County come in and help us jury the applications. So it's quite the process. We take it very seriously. Every single application, we give the utmost attention, respect, and we really wish we could feature so many more groups on our main stage. But this year, we're excited, and we've announced this once before, but our main stage lineup for Friday, 3 p.m., we have the Joanne Bro Band, a dynamic blend of smoke and blues and R&B with a splash of soul. 5 p.m., local favorite Funk Shui. They play funk, and their shows go off per feng shui. At 7 p.m., never before seen in Douglas County, Imbriscato, immigrant dance music of Eastern Europe, psych rock, folk, and they create a unique blend of sounds. Those guys are coming from Portland. They've been great to work with. I can't wait to see them on the stage. They have a really, really unique sound. Ashley, what's coming up for Saturday?
On Saturday at 3 p.m., we have Soulstruck. Soulstruck is a high-energy six-piece band who plays funk, R&B, and rock. And then we have another local favorite at 5 p.m., Widespread Haze, with rock and roll originals sprinkled with 50s and 60s covers. They're always a great show. And then we also have, I believe, never before in Roseburg before.
That's correct.
Global Heat. They're a live band, soul, R&B, funk, pop, and world beat music performance.
And Kyle,
where are they from?
They are from Washington, and I am told they are bringing dancers. So you can best bet that I will be somewhere in the main stage area when Global Heat takes the stage. So we're really excited to have some of these new groups that haven't ever performed in Douglas County, and just have something new for our festival guests to enjoy. Sunday, we have June Clivis and the Diddy Boys, outlaw country rock band. They're outside of Los Angeles, Kyle, so we're really excited to have them play. And then we're closing out the main stage with T.O.B., That Other Band, another a band with some local members that has performed on Summer Arts Festival stage before. They are a funk, R&B, soul, Motown show band. They always bring it, and we're excited to have them back.
All right, we're going to talk more when we come back. We've got a lot of other things to unpack, but we'll take a break now. The interview podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1246 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1248. Lars Larson coming at 1. Mike Winter's Lawn and Garden Show with the Commissioner of Dirt. That is ahead at 4 o'clock. Tomorrow, the President of Umpqua Community College, Dr. Rachel Pokrant, with a year-end look just a day ahead of graduation at UCC. Ashley Clover, did I get that right?
Kluver,
there we go. And Sarah Holborough in this afternoon to talk about things. You've got music, you've got art. Oh, well, you have food, too. Somebody tell me about that.
So we've got quite a few more food vendors than last year, which is exciting. But we have everything ranging from slushies to snow cones and coffee to, I believe we've got German food again this year.
McMenamin's always comes through as our food court sponsor. We have a little bit of everything. And I know everybody looks forward to fair style food every year. We'll have elephant ears. The worst food truck, as Ashley mentioned, will bring their German food. We have everybody's favorite King's Concessions and River Blends. We have a wide variety of frozen and cold treats. It should be a fun year in the food court. And we have some new food vendors. I believe even a young food vendor with the best lemonade in town.
Wow. Now, speaking of young, talk about your youth zone.
Youth Zone will be jam-packed with fun, as it always is. It's such a popular area. This year, it's sponsored by Umpqua Bank. We have partnered with the STEAM Hub. There will be STEAM activities. There will be an art chalk walk and plenty to keep your young artists busy. Of course, all of those activities are free of charge and will be going on throughout the entire festival.
Now, the clay place throughout the year, you talk about that a lot with the interest in how popular that is right now. And they're going to be part of this too, right?
Clay Place is always a part of festival. They are such an incredible part of what we do at Umpqua Valley Arts. Ashley is so involved at the Clay Place. I'll let her share a little bit more. But if you are interested in clay, we have so much going on throughout the summer. Don't be intimidated. Check it out on the website. There's classes, workshops, and open studio for all ages.
And in particularly at the festival, what you're going to be able to find is an opportunity for artists who regularly attend the Clay Place and our open studio. They're going to have the opportunity to sell their work, which is very exciting. There's so many talented artists that come through the Clay Place, lots of regulars, but just new people as well. And this is going to be a way for them to share their work with the community, show what's going on in the Clay Place. And that'll be really great to see. And there is the possibility of some demonstrations from some of the people at the Clay Place, too, which you'll get a chance to see what kind of work is being made in the studio.
Now, you've got a lot of sponsors, a lot of people that work behind the scenes to make an event this big happen.
We do, and we are so grateful for the community support. We have a lot of legacy festival supporters that step up for us year in and year out. And we really rely on the community support. Festival provides UVA with essential funding for our programming throughout the year. That's one thing that not a lot of people know about Festival. It's our major fundraiser. So when you walk through our gates and pay that $5 admission, you're supporting our year-round arts education programming, our exhibition programming, you're really taking a stand with everyone that the arts are important and that they are important for all communities, but especially rural communities like ours, so that our K through six students have arts in the classroom, so that we have exhibition programming that connects our entire community. So this year, some of our title sponsors include Orenco for the main stage, Cow Creek for the community stage, McMenamins again for the food court, Umpqua Bank for Youth Zone. We have Umpqua Health, Norman Kathy Smith, Lamonti Real Estate Professionals, Roseburg Disposal, and the City of Roseburg. Additionally, we have so many other sponsors that come through for us in our Friends of Festival program. If you're interested in supporting the festival, if you love festival, if you love arts and culture and want to support our year-round programming, check out our Friends of Festival way of gifting us. You can be a friend of festival at anywhere from $25 and up. They come with different benefits. You might be able to get a free pass at festival for supporting us as a friend of festival, or have a banner on display. The festival has wonderful visibility. If you want to become a friend of festival, it's not too late to have your banner on display, and we'd love to partner with you to strengthen the community. So all of the Friend of Festival information is online on our website, or you can reach out to me directly at sarah@uvarts.com.
Now, to make all this happen, you've got a very small staff during the year. Talk about the need for volunteers and what kinds of things they can do.
We need an incredible amount of volunteer support to execute an event of this magnitude. We welcome an average of 10,000 people through our festival gates over the course of the 3-day weekend. And we rely really on 150 to 200 community volunteers. It's pretty special to see so many people come out and give of their time to support this community festival. We've already started utilizing those volunteers. We've been setting up festival grounds, Ashley, since the beginning of June.
Yeah.
So it's not too late to sign up to volunteer. We still have shifts available. Ashley, why don't you tell everybody about the different types of things that they can support us with, and what types of ages can volunteer?
So there's so many different things happening throughout the festival that having as many people to help with some of the grounds things is essential for us. And one of the things that we definitely need are what we call booth sitters. And it's a special amenity that we provide for art vendors who may be traveling and showcasing alone. It's a way for us to help them have breaks and to get food and just use the restroom, whatever they need. We definitely need some booth sitters. I'd say that's
gate crew,
one of the highest ones.
Alcohol monitors. Set up and tear down, building monitors, helping us check in the artists, check out the artists. There's really something for everybody. We've already had an incredible crew of volunteers supporting us with grounds crew setup, high school students, college students, retired community members, businesses that are supporting their employees give of their time during the workday. So check out the opportunities online. It's a super quick and easy form to fill out, and we have a volunteer coordinator to help answer any questions you might have. Not to worry if you aren't around festival weekend, which is June 23rd, 24th, and 25th. We have positions before, during, and after festival. One thing that we haven't touched base on, Kyle, yet, and I'm not sure how we haven't, community stage. So it's not just about the main stage. We have things going on nonstop on both stages. So our community stage, once again, sponsored by Cow Creek, has some of your favorite local groups. People that you will see every single year are Aulani hula dancers, our Susan Chitwood dancers, some of the local robotics groups. We have Vibe Dance Company. We have our belly dancers.
And we've run out of time. We'll talk more about it next Wednesday and tell you more about the Summer Arts Festival. 1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.